Fourth back of himself in the seventh Mishnah. A Yoshua Gabi Amita. He is sitting on a bed. There are four garments, each one under another one of the four legs. So basically, a quarter of his weight is leaning on each one of these garments. Even so, Tameya. Why? If you take one leg away from a four legged bed, the whole thing collapses, or at least it tilts. So therefore, each one is necessary to support his weight, and therefore, each one is considered that supporting his weight. And the Shimon B'Tayr, Shimon says B'Tayr, because even though if you take one away, it may fall. But L'maisa, when you have all four of them, his weight is split up between the four. Same thing, he's sitting on an animal, and there are four garments under each one of the four legs of the animal. Over here, it says Tahira. This is different. Why? An animal, if one of the legs is lame, it still won't fall down. It'll manage to balance itself on the three legs. So Mimela, each leg as an independent entity is not holding the majority of his weight. And therefore, it's not Matam Midras. If there's one talus that is being supported by both of the front legs or the back legs, yad v'regel, or one front and one back leg, tmeya, because if you remove two legs of the animal, it will fall. It's not like us that we can stand on two. Rabbi Yisraeli, asus metame v'raglev. He says, if it's under the back ones, it's tummy, and the front ones not. Why? Because asus can manage to support himself with his back legs, or at least his equal weight is on the back legs. Yeah. And by the donkey, its equal weight is supported by his front legs, and therefore, if there's one garment under his two front legs, then that garment becomes tummy. It's on the back ones, not. Like we said, a horse puts its equal weight, main weight, on its back legs, and a donkey puts its equal support of his weight on the front legs. He sat on a beam from the olive press. So kelim shemba akol tmeim, things that are in the akol is some type of clay that was underneath this big koira. They basically filled baskets with olives, and they put this heavy beam on top of it, and that's where they would squeeze the oil out of it. So the kelim that are inside this akol are tmeim because they are supporting themselves partially. If he sits on a press of a launderer, after they would wash the clothing, they put him to some type of press to keep it from the wrinkles. Also, the kelim inside the press are tahirim. Why? Because he's sitting on one side of this kli, it doesn't affect something that's on the other side of it. He says that the ma'isa, he does put some of his weight, enough of his weight goes on the entire kli that he's sitting on, and therefore whatever's underneath him is metame, the mishkov.